I've known doctors come wake my daddy up at night and say, Mr. Barber says, old nigger crossed over yonder, so and so gonna die if he don't get a drink of whiskey. So they thought during the First World War that whiskey would save you, brother, and the doctor would prescribe it.
Yeah.
And daddy'd get up and dress, had old open Model T Ford, and carry that old nigger some big still there, and give him what the doctor told him to give him, and then leave some of that for his wife to give him after a while. But he, that was moonshine part time. When I was a kid, they had, you could buy it in the bar when I was first born, when I was a little kid, but then it got where it was, didn't have no bars, you know, but you could order it. You could order four ports from somewhere, but it had a, they used to always come down and call Four Roses. Had Four Roses pictures on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he ordered whiskey like that for a long time, but then he got to buy it from people he knew that made it. He'd get a gallon from sometimes. He had a bunch of niggas at it. He'd give a drink once in a while, but he'd get him one quart of whiskey the way he always had it on his dresser. But sometimes he'd take a toddy when he started to go to bed by it. Two tablespoonsful and about a half spoon of sugar and about three tablespoonsful of water. That's what he's done.
Huh.
Just make him a toddy.
What?
But I was around people that made whiskey, but I never saw them making no whiskey, but I knew who was making it, you know. I never went to a liquor store. I had a chance to go to one, but I was always scared of the law. That kind of law, anyhow. And you know, they make a raid, they get everybody there, they catch it, you did not run.
I get the whole
bunch.
Yeah.
But I've been known where whiskey still was within 2 or 3 miles of my house at different times.
Mm-hmm. I had heard about that and I wanted to ask you about it. But
that's all over again by now in this country.
Yeah. Well, when you were coming up, Albany was where y'all would go to
we didn't come to Albany to do no big trading because what we'd want would be in buying a car to you, we had come to Albany to visit. But people did go from these little bitty places, you know, in wagons and all to Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And it, Albany ain't nothing like now it was when I was a boy, so it was just a little bitty place then.
All right, now, say the store where they would get all, what about a general store? What would it have? They had those stores that everything.
General store had about anything in them you wanted from, you could find everything you wanted farm with. You could find overalls and the woman could get dresses in there. And you could get a hat and some shoes and smoke in the back and chew in the back. And you could go in a lot of them general merchandise stores had everything. I mean, and there's still a few of them around. It one down in Sylvester right now, you can go in and buy anything you want.
With the store that your uncle ran, they sold everything.
Well, now, yeah. Joe Bell never did run a real mercantile store, but he was one of these fellows to buy anything in the world. If somebody come there with a load of lighted poles, he'd buy them. He didn't want to sell them. Said, I'd do so-and-so for him. Think about that. Well, he'd have them there for sale, you know. But he had a pretty junky old store, but he had plenty, he had grocers mostly.
Did you ever remember people coming through these parts, peddlers, you know?
Yeah, we used to have peddlers all the time selling, They'd sell some cloth goods and some shoes, driving horse, I mean, dry horse and buggy peddlers, and sell needles and the things the women folks would buy, darning needles and little old some few toilet articles, and
mm-hmm.
such small things. But they'd have a buggy with it, let the back end up, you know, the little square box that about that big. And then down in the foot, he didn't have much room to carry over 10 tubs full of stuff, but he'd have enough stuff and somebody let him sleep at night at the house, put him up at night. Dad used to let machine, folks used to peddle sewing machines, let him spend the night with her. But you hardly ever turn anybody down that was on the road them bad. Now you'd have so many crooks. I reckon folks was crooked too, but you didn't never hear nobody.